All right, everybody. I'm Joel. Is Corey here with me?
How are you, everybody?
We're at Pride Fest 2006 here in downtown Ferndale, Michigan.
And a dyke just asked me if we were Opie and Anthony.
Well, that's a good. Did she really ask us that?
She saw a microphone and thought, "Are you the guys that got thrown off the air?" And I'm like, "We'd like to get on the air."
Yeah, please put us on the air.
But we have the lovely Christina is with us today.
Christina is with us taking photographs. We hope to talk to all the... say hi to everybody, Christina, real quick.
Hello, everyone. I'm armed with a lot of digital free space, so put on your best smiles.
She's our official hag today, and it's good to have her.
Yeah, we have Christina with us, and we're going to try to talk to get the sights and sounds of Pride Fest, bringing it to you right here on the Corey and Joel Radio
Show.
It's
a little windy today. There's a lot of gas being passed around, so it might be a little noisy, but we're going to try and get the interviews you need. With, there's gay choirs, there's lots of guys in weird outfits and leather guys, and
if you change your mind, I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free, take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know, and I'll be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down, if you're all alone.
All right, everybody, welcome back into the Corey and Joel Radio Show. Yeah, are you taking your shirt off for the gay show?
Woo, yes, I am.
Oh, God, please don't.
No. Oh, good God. Oh, yeah. Ooh, tear it up, Joel.
I like it rough. Spit on it, Joel. Oh, get it. Oh. I was just going to dance. You're getting the whole S&M thing.
Woo, it's all about having fun.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Being free with your sexuality, Joel. That's what it's all about.
Well, can't you know you better? Cause you know I've got so much that I want to do. When I dream I'm alone with you, it's magic. All right.
Yeah.
We had enough of that?
I sure have.
I'm going to pat that down. Hey, welcome back into the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's show number 72. We have a sort of special show. As you heard our intro, we were out at the Gay Pride Fest this weekend.
That's exactly where
we were. In my hometown of Ferndale, Michigan.
Yes.
That's faggot stuff.
Well,
you want to call it by its name. That's strictly for fags.
All right, getting that out of the way right ahead of time.
But you know what? It was a fun event.
It really was. And you know what? A lot of people, including girls I sleep with, will tell me that we're a little too hard on gays on the show.
Yeah, we've had that complaint before.
And we're like Al Pacino and Cruisin'. We're hard on gays. And they feel that maybe the show's a little homophobic. Maybe I dropped the faggot stuff bomb too many times. Maybe we were a little too insensitive to the gay community. So what do? We went out and hugged some trannies.
We went right into the community, right into the gay.
Right into the belly of the beast.
Well, it was, you know, this is a big event. We're in the town that I live for in
sure.
Michigan. It's a big event. They estimated, I don't know, tens of thousands of gay people.
I would say 10,000 were there for sure.
Yeah, at least while we were walking around. They had a couple of streets closed off, and it was a big gay time. And we're not going to do the whole show. I mean, I don't want people to think that, you know, you hear that intro, that we couldn't really record the whole show there. We were sort of mobile. We were walking around with just a microphone and my digital recorder.
It would be too hard to have one long track like that.
Yeah, and, you know, we would have to sit down and have people come to us, but those gay guys get distracted, and, you know, they're not going to come sit down with us. But so we had to go to them.
We did something of a remote, and what we're going to do is we're going to play clips from the show.
And talk about it and tell you everything that was going on. So we went over there because I knew it was a big time, and I thought maybe, you know, because gay guys are very flamboyant, I thought there'd be some fun. Yeah.
Get right out of here. What are you saying?
And I thought that it would be funny. Our audience would appreciate that because, you know, we have been tough on gay. We've tried to have gay guys in the studio. Like, I have a very good, close personal friend guy I know a long time who's gay, but he's not out at work, so he won't do the show.
And I have a good friend who's a complete lush that hangs out at the bar I used to work with, and he's always drinking. And he's a great guy, but I don't know if he's swishy enough. That's our problem.
He's not.
You know him, too.
Yeah, I know that guy. And
he's a good friend of mine. We have gay friends, but
we've invited him on, and then he said he was going to come on, and then he never did.
Well, he's also unreliable.
He was going to do, like, the Oscar show, I think. I thought that would be a perfect place.
That would have been a good place for him.
To have him, because it was, you know, Oscars.
You know, and much like
Super Bowl.
Most gays, he's unreliable. So, Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? What? We're trying to break stereotypes.
Yeah, so we're
going
to introduce you to a bunch of new people. Some of these guys you're going to love. Some of them you're going to hate.
Some of our friends were there. Some guys
we
knew were there.
And some old friends of the show. So without any further ado, we show up, and we have to walk through this gate to get in there. Christina was with us, mainly taking pictures. You're not going to hear a lot of Christina on this.
No.
I don't think you're going to hear any Christina.
Maybe a line or two here.
Yeah, but basically Christina was there taking pictures.
We brought a girl because we didn't want to look real gay. Well, first of all, tell everyone what we were wearing.
Well, yeah. Well, we decided, first of all, and they'll see this in the pictures, especially if you're on the mailing list, you're going to get all the pictures of all these guys that you hear and gals and trannies and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Well, we decided to wear this goes back to a previous show, but I have a Hawaiian shirt that I was accused of looking very gay in at my birthday last
year.
You
really did.
And I haven't worn it since because I look so gay. And then Corey, I call him, and Corey's like, well, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I guess it's time for gay Hawaiian shirts.
Well, two fat guys in Hawaiian shirts are either gay or at a comic book convention selling comic books. So
we could be parrot heads. We could be at a Jimmy Buffett
that's
show.
That's true.
Yeah.
But Hawaiian shirts are usually the provenance of fags or guys who can't dress themselves.
Yeah.
So which is weird.
So we wore Hawaiian shirts, got a hold of Christina, went down. I made a cool, I have it over here, our microphone.
And Joel
looked
jimmied
very
up,
professional.
Joel jimmied up a couple business cards into a triangle, but it really did help because
it looks like we're from a professional media organization.
No, it looks janky as hell.
When
but
you have a
but
mic.
It did fool people.
Well, I'm gonna do it. You know what I should have done is I should have used the inside of the cardboard because it was gray and it wouldn't show the white edges as much.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna redo it. But this is good. This is a good first version of it.
Okay.
Because we look like you know you see the guy in the news and it says like 7 from Channel 7 or CNN or something or Fox. That's what our microphone said. It says the Corey and Joel Radio Show all the way around.
Well, it worked enough to fool some drunken. Homos, that's for sure.
Well, gay people love, they love attention. Everyone wanted to talk to us.
Now we're doing stereotypes again.
No, but, we're going to hear that. We're going to hear people come up and talk to us and tell us all about their weird stuff that they do.
Yeah.
And some of these people you're going to love, though. I think some of these people would be big hits in the studio.
Sure.
Some of these guys.
Ferndale, which is where the studios of the Corey and Joel Radio Show are located,
and
which I lived in for many years. Now I live next door at the town next door, which is the same. It's all the same city. I mean, it's all the city of Detroit suburbs, but whatever. Ferndale is known as the gay mecca of Southeast Michigan.
Yeah, it sort of is, and I'm not sure how that got started because I don't know if it was just like...
In a city of what, 40,000 people, maybe 3,000 are gay?
Well, it became like, I think a lot of it started out as just it was a place with cheap rent and cheap housing, so gay guys moved here. And then they just flourished.
10 years ago, Ferndale was like wig shops and dollar stores.
Yeah, it was a lot of,
and it just run down, beat up crap. And then it became kind of an arty community.
It became artsy.
And when you got art, you got Moe's. Right?
There's a lot of coffee shops, record stores, bookstores. So there is sort of a literate side of it, and then that's gay. But again, that's like the Village in New York or any of these.
Well, as sad as this is, yes, this is as close as it gets around
here. So,
Usually, but either you get Moe's first or you get artists first, and sometimes you get both. They're kind of the same guy.
Well, a lot of artists are gay.
Yeah.
And there you
go. But it's a nice neighborhood. But that makes it then a cool place to live.
Right, because gays take care of their neighborhood. That's what they're known for, really. I mean, a gay neighborhood, always good property value in gay neighborhoods.
I've often said the nicest, cleanest neighborhood in North America is the Castro in San Francisco. You could eat off the ground there. I swear to God. Uh-huh. It's just nothing but happy people with chocolate labs walking around.
Oh, and tons of dogs at this Pride Fest, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, we didn't interview any dogs because they can't talk.
Well,
But who did we walk in?
Applaud if you love dogs. Where are my cat people at?
Well, today it's mostly dogs. I think gays are dog people. You don't take a cat out.
You can't take a cat on a leash and bring it around with you.
You don't take a cat to the street fair. Yeah, so this is a big street fair, streets closed off, vendors, booths.
Sure.
A lot of these people we talked to had their own booth set up, and you could go talk to them about their agendas, a lot of weird stuff. But the first person we saw, let's get this ready. Here's a clip of our first interview.
Who's the first person we run into?
You all know her, love her.
We walk into a room, street fair full of thousands and thousands of gays.
Of gay men.
Who do we find first?
And look who's here, Corey. It's our old friend, Sherry Brooklyn.
Hello.
Sherry Brooklyn, tell everybody what you're doing here today at the Pride Fest.
I am here supporting my friend for same-sex loans and samesexrealty.com. My gay Republican friend, who I love dearly. He's the hardest working man in the Motor City.
And my friend Sally and I are pretending to be gay.
Oh.
Because it aggravated a guy down here at the church. So.
Well, much like me and Corey.
Telling our secret later down there at the booth. I'm sure I've now offended people by saying I'm pretending to be gay at Pride Fest.
Does this involve making out?
Of course.
Really?
Yes. That's how I'm going to prove that I'm not gay.
Did you do a little demo earlier?
I might eat pussy, but that doesn't mean I'm gay.
Okay. That's she's on record here.
What a class act.
Yeah, I know. She's like, I'm not gay, I'm pretending. And then she's like, well, I might eat pussy later. Well, if you pretend that, you're
eating... How do you pretend to eat pussy?
Yeah, you either eat pussy or you don't.
I've pretended to care while eating pussy. I've done that.
Right.
But right. How do
you've thought about your fantasy football team while you're
absolutely
down there.
Absolutely.
We all have. But, Jerry Brooklyn coming at you, first thing
Man,
we see.
I hear the new Xbox is sweet.
She brings up an important. She was there with this like gay realtor. There's a gay everything. You're gonna hear this throughout this.
Yeah.
That's the one thing you learn when you step into this gay sub. There's a gay everything that straight people have. There's a gay version of it.
I don't know if we established that in the middle of all the shots and hoeing, but that's what Cherry does. She's a realtor.
She's a realtor. Yeah. Okay.
And. That's her, yeah. So she was, it was same-sex home loans. Because apparently there's a gay way to loan.
I don't know. You can't get a loan from a straight guy.
I think their plans are more flexible, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Flexibility is important in the gay lending community.
Mortgage rates are going down. I don't know.
And so are we at same-sex home loans. Yeah.
So there's a lot of gay stuff. So Cherry Brooklyn was there handing out stuff. And
she was with her friend Sally.
Her little friend Sally was there with her.
They were playing slap and tickle.
And they pretend like they're dykes. And
yeah,
they wore comfortable shoes and played along. But anyway, there's a gay everything. Because then the next guys we met,
right,
we went up. This was a booth. It was the gay choir. There's a gay. We'll listen to these.
Okay,
guys.
So we're here with. Tell everybody who you are and what you're doing here at Pride Fest today.
My name is Mark, and I'm here with Detroit Together Men's Chorus. And we're getting ready for our 24th annual spring concert. And it's Misbehavin', starring Miss Peggy Lee. And it's going to be June 17th at the Southfield Lathrop High School.
Okay, very good then. Well, you guys now, you guys going to sing something for us? Can our listeners hear something? Okay,
how big is the choir?
We have about 33 members, 34 members, but we're always looking for new guys, both singing and non-singing. We have positions for everybody.
So size does matter for a choir.
Of course.
Who's the leader? You can do it by yourself? A little 10 seconds or something. Give us 10 seconds.
Come on in, we're going to paint the town. And all that jazz, I'm going to rouge my knees and roll my stockings down.
Yeah.
And all that jazz. Okay. How's that?
Very good. That's Oh, that was fantastic. That's the new drop right
I'm
there.
I'm going to rouge my knees because
that's
that
the actual All That Jazz song.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know, but he's going to. But see, I really.
Because aren't you just getting makeup on the floor when you're down there sucking cock?
No, but when I imagine that this choir, I imagine like, typical choir stuff, hallelujah and all this
stuff. That is not what
a
gay man's choir is about.
It's funny. No. Oh, my God. The guy just started singing this, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's about like, getting out the bedazzler and spangling a vest up. And wearing little white gloves, prancing
And you know
about.
What else I ran into with the gay choir was, one guy didn't want to talk to us because he wasn't out.
Okay.
Like, he's like, I don't know. A lot of people don't know that I'm here, so we had to, get a different guy.
I'm sure people would notice you.
Yeah.
I kept waiting to see guys I knew that, aren't out.
Well, Kim joined us later in the afternoon, and she saw, a chick she went to high school with that she didn't know was gay, like holding hands with a woman and stuff. So I was like, okay.
I did see one girl that I went to high school with. I wasn't really shocked that she was gay,
but
it was never official. And she was pushing a cart with her wife, pushing a baby cart.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, the babies. And there was a lot of babies.
The place was maggoty with dykes pushing wagons.
There was a lot of girls with
a lot of prams.
Well, girls can have babies.
I guess.
Guys can't do that. It's harder. You rarely see the two gay guys with the kid.
Right.
And you always
unless it was Paul Reiser and Greg Evigan.
My two dads.
A lot of people.
Paul Reiser and Greg Evigan were dating? What was going on? That's the idea.
A lot of people say that show was gay, but I think it's more about the whore that banged both of them at the same time to produce that child. It's really not about gay guys.
Did they know who was the dad?
No, they were like the mom.
They wouldn't know?
Literally, the mom was banging both Evigan and Reiser at the same time as this girl was born.
Okay, but they didn't have it tested, or they just decided?
Apparently, in 87, DNA was not an option. And I'm like, couldn't... All right, one's a short little Jew, and the other one's a big bearded, you know, hair model. How do you know? Like, how do you confuse whose child is whose?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, oh, my two dads. That's a tangent. But
they loved her so much.
It was appropriate here. There's just a big show there.
A whole My Two Dads show?
Well, I'm sure it's a big show in the community there.
In the gay community?
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's just because it was 87 and everything was pink and turquoise and very gay looking.
But we saw some guys in the next guy. You got the next guy?
Oh,
I think you got.
Oh, boy.
Set this guy
so,
up.
So the choir didn't. I mean, the lesbian choir, not as thrilling, by the
no,
way.
No, we talked to lesbian choir. Not good. But we're,
that, first of a theme in how.
But I think the next guy you got had the best outfit. I think
it, unbelievable. Yeah. The pictures of this guy are going
to
be amazing.
You're going to love the pictures. Get on the mailing list at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Get a picture.
All right, first of all, we with this guy. Boy, we got to describe. First of all, tell everybody who you are.
Well, my name is Ward Lambert, but I go by I'm a Cornholer or Edith Uranus.
Oh, okay.
And now this is quite an outfit. You put this together yourself? Yeah, I designed the dress. My sister sewed it, and I made the headpiece.
Okay, now this is sort of like Judy Jetson gone wrong. Is that how you describe this?
Yeah, it's actually George Jetson gone wrong.
If George got in Judy's closet, I think this is what it would look like.
If you don't see the pictures, the guy's wearing a big green dress with a hoop in it.
Yeah, it was like a 50s style, but like space dress.
And he had a helmet, a bike helmet with the planets attached to it.
Yeah, that was the headdress that he made.
There were like styrofoam planets.
Yeah, it was like a diorama of the solar system on his head.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it's funny.
Yeah. All right, so you enjoying your day here at Pride Fest?
Oh, I love Pride Fest. I always have a good time.
Do you perform? Do you have any kind of stage show?
No, I don't have a stage show. I am a walking float today.
Well, okay. Anything else we want to ask Corey? This is my
yes, I'm Corey. Hi, is Uranus the gayest of all planets?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So is Uranus.
Thank you. Neptune, is that the second gayest planet? What's
probably Pluto. Okay. And it's also the coldest.
But do you bump into stuff with this? I mean, how do you got a whole hoop deal here?
Like this or like that.
Wow, look at that.
Know, like this.
Can you give me a little spin?
Oh, yeah. Edith Uranus, everybody. He's got a little wiggle and a little wobble.
Edith, you're fabulous. Thank you very much. This is for the Corey and Joel radio show, so we'll make sure to give you a card. Well, you have nowhere to put these, do you?
Yeah,
do you have a card for Edith?
Yeah,
there you go,
great.
Edith. Listen to our show, and you email us, and we'll have you right in the studio.
But it matches. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
To the studio.
Yeah, you come to our studio. We do the show out of Ferndale here.
Cool.
It's me and my partner. You can figure it out.
All right.
Thank you, Edith.
Edith Uranus, that guy was great. It was like a guy with a big giant beard.
Yeah.
I mean, guy easily 250 if he's announced.
Looked like, you know, John Goodman or something.
Yeah, a big giant guy beard, lipstick, and then this crazy green dress, tights, and then this headdress.
Yeah.
I loved in that segment where he says, like, my sister sewed it for me.
Right.
Like, I'd love to hear that conversation.
I'd like to meet the sister.
Will you sew a dress for me to wear? I mean, like, how does that go? Oh, that's funny.
God.
That guy was great. That guy was just loving life.
He was out and proud.
Yeah, that guy was good.
Oh,
loved Edith Uranus.
And you know, but look, sewing is not the only sport that homos engage in.
No, it's not all girl stuff and guys in dresses. There's guys into more manly stuff.
We learned a lot at Pride
Absolutely.
Fest. Like the next
who else
the next candidate is right up here.
Well, it's called the Corey and Joel Radio Show. How are you today? What's your name?
My name's Leron.
And what do you do here, Leron?
We're out recruiting people to join a gay...
Wait, I didn't realize his name was Leron.
I don't know what a Leron is. I've never heard of Leron.
No, I went to high school with a black guy named Leron. This is the whitest dude you've ever seen.
Well, Leroy would be Leroy. It could be Leroy, so it could be Leron...
Is it Elron Hubbard? I don't know how to...
Leron. The guy's name is Leron.
I missed that at the day.
This guy's just a regular white guy, average-looking guy.
You know, kind of the problem was you were constantly distracted while you were at this thing.
And he was in his booth, and he'll tell you what his booth is all about in a minute.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway.
We were trying to interview guys, and, like, some big, giant transvestite would walk by. Or you just see... There was always something going on, and you were like... and you couldn't focus on what you were doing. But the football team was pretty good.
Football team to play in Chicago at the gay games.
Okay, we're trying to get together a gay football team. Is that the idea?
Exactly.
Don't we already have a gay football team? They're called the Lions.
But they're not much of a football team.
Okay. Now, do you feel like any gay football players, you think, any guys in the NFL that you think would be good to join your team?
There are a few we'd like to recruit, and maybe they'll come out and play.
Who's that? Any particular guys that you might want out there?
Well, locally, we've got a guy named Harrington. We don't know exactly what the story is, but...
See, Harrington went off to Miami. Did you know that?
Oh, I'm a Michigan guy, Michigan Wolverine fan, so...
But that's just more evidence right there. If a guy goes to Miami, he's on your team right there. That's what I'm thinking. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. He's probably down on South Beach right now playing beach ball.
And when is the gay games? When can we go to that?
Gay games are coming up in 6 weeks, July 15th through 23rd.
Yeah. Now, are there real good athletes in the gay games, or is everybody just... there's everybody real femme, or what goes on there?
There's some really good athletes. There's some former real Olympians, gold medalists that are competing, and normal people, so everyone's welcome.
And what is your event? What do you do?
Just football.
Just football. What position do you play?
Wide receiver.
He's a wide receiver, ladies and gentlemen. Well, thank you very much.
I got my tight ends behind me.
And the tight ends are behind you. Is that these guys? Look at them back there. How are you guys doing back there? Is that the offensive line? What goes on there?
Our four horsemen right there. Really? Look at those muscles. Yeah. And people, if they're interested, they can come out to MichiganPanthers.org.
MichiganPanthers.org.
Michigan Panthers.
There was a Michigan Panthers actual.
Yeah, the USFL football team.
They won a championship. Panthers. They were the only Detroit team to ever win a championship in football.
They must have.
Bobby Hebert was on that team.
All right.
Are they the Pink Panthers? How does that work?
I don't know.
Look at these guys. It's the offensive line of the gay football team. Look at them. I love these guys.
Lions question?
Yeah, I told him the Lions thing.
Now, Matt Millen of the Lions. He's got a big mustache and a lot of sweaters. What do you think?
Ooh, sounds like a bear.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
So you should be out in Chicago.
Now, do you guys score frequently while you're playing?
We score as often as we can.
Yeah, absolutely.
And who's the kicker on the team?
That's me.
You're the kicker and the wide receiver? You do it all.
I'm the water boy.
You're the water boy?
Water boy, too.
So you're a switch hitter.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was the gay football team.
They were loving life.
Michigan Panthers, yeah.
No, this just led me to a vision, the gay games.
Yeah.
What if we had, this would be the event to top all events, bigger than the Olympics, the World Cup.
Mm.
What if we put the gay games versus the Special Olympics? And the Maccabi games, the Jewish games. So we get all three of those, and we have a runoff, and see they compete against each other.
What if you're gay and handicapped, can you be in the gay games?
Yeah.
Is it like a gay Special Olympics?
Oh, is there a gay Special
Olympics? Yeah, that'd be an event.
A gay Special Olympics.
Yeah, because imagine if you're handicapped, you can't really be in the gay. You can't be in the regular Olympics, of course. But if you're gay, you think, well, here's the gay Olympics, but do they take you?
I think the Special Olympics probably takes gays. Because, but if you're...
Well, the Special Olympics doesn't take gays for being gay. They have to be handicapped.
If you're a gay tard, you can't even throw at all. What kind of a mess is that?
If you're gay... but the Special Olympics is for, like, amputees and stuff, too.
Right, so you got one leg and you're running switchy. A gay Special Olympics?
That would be fantastic.
That's more
they
than I can even
that.
Imagine, Joel.
They were not there, I don't think.
Oh,
we didn't see the
games
gay
versus the Special Olympics. Olympics. I like it.
Did not see the game.
I don't know, though.
Olympics.
You know, because there is such a thing as retard strength. So
yeah,
maybe they shouldn't wrestle. You know, although gays get down in a clinch with a guy, they can handle being on the mat with a man. Oh, my God. What if the Maccabi games versus the gay games? Actually, I think that's the one sport the Jews would win in. Against that competition, the Jews would be blowing past the
gays
them.
Yeah. And the retards?
Yeah.
Wouldn't the gay guys be blowing past people?
Wah, wah, wah.
Thank you very much for that.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that was good. That.
Yeah, but the gay, but
that was just bullshit, Joel.
Yeah, I know. But I love the way, like, the gay football team, there was, like, those four guys in the back, and they were just all making tittering girls back there, making gay jokes. It was really funny. I mean,
I kind of want to watch the girls play football.
But, like,
what do you think?
You and I are, like, we have some athletic skill.
I used to.
Like, we're out of shape, but, like, I used to wrestle in high school.
I played soccer.
You played soccer and judo and stuff like that. So, you know, we've all sort of done that. Could we go and compete against gay guys and win simply for the fact that we like women? Would that help us or not?
I got to imagine. I mean...
Yeah, I got to imagine, like, those guys...
even playing just like pickup, like two hand touch.
Yeah.
Did I ask him? Did we ask him if it was two hand touch?
I know we didn't ask. I think they must pull tackle.
That's a pretty obvious joke there. My God.
You know, it's funny when you're doing these interviews because you get kind of nervous and. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I'm listening back to these thinking, like, oh, there's so much funnier stuff.
They were much shorter.
We could have said.
We could have asked these guys a lot more questions.
Yeah.
I kind of didn't want to wear out my welcome sometimes.
Right. Some of these guys, they just wanted to.
Kind of got in. I would ask them a serious question, and then we'd move into the swallow or spit questions. You know, and then.
But we always let the guys plug their event.
Plug.
Yeah.
Well,
here's some of these. And some of them we edited down because they were kind of boring. Before we got into the funny questions, but you know, we tried to be. It's funny when you're in that environment. It's harder to be mean. Not that we were trying to be mean; we were trying to be funny. But like, you know, sometimes when you're not fully comfortable, you don't want to.
You know,
one guy got pissed at us in the whole thing. So it was pretty good.
You know, generally in the history of radio, my least favorite things are like kind of what Stuttering John used to do and Gary Garver.
Yeah, we weren't trying to really go for
those
that.
Are never my favorite segments where people are just being mean for no good reason. But I could do it in a pinch. And you know, really, at Pride Fest, who's going to beat your ass?
But you know, when a guy says...
Lesbians. That's who's going to beat your ass.
When a guy says he's from the gay football team, you sort of have to keep it on, you know... You sort of have to keep the topic of gay football. You can't just go, oh, thanks about your gay football team. Now do you eat ass? You know, you can't say that.
You could.
You could, but we didn't.
And we did.
We were
some of the guys we did ask, and they were all about telling us.
You hear those coming up.
About what they do.
About what guys they like and all that stuff. But these guys were good. And you talked about the guy about Matt Millen.
Yeah.
And he said Matt Millen was a bear.
Yeah.
And then we went just a few tables down and found the bears.
They were next. They were like right next to the football team, which makes perfect sense.
Makes perfect sense.
If I'm starting a football team.
Although the football team was, God, how do I say this without sounding... they were, like, smoother, sort of more
a little
athletic than...
The Bears?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Bears are linemen.
Well, maybe...
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe people don't know what a bear is, so it's all going to get defined here. Let's listen to...
If you don't know what a bear is...
Yeah, you're going to find out
God bless
second.
You.
All right, we're here with... I think this is the Michigan Bear Fest. Is that your group here? So tell everybody who you are.
I'm Brad from the Motor City Bears. We're out here raising money for a couple different things. We're going to be sponsoring the Michigan Bear Fest this August, the 2nd through the 5th. It'll be here in Southfield at the Holiday Inn. We're also raising money by selling for donation sunglasses for the World AIDS Day reception that we do after the World AIDS Day church service on December 1st at Zion Lutheran Church. If you're out and about, stop in and see us.
Okay. Now, what does one take to be a bear? Because my friend Corey thinks he might qualify. Am I right about that?
I think both of you qualify.
Yeah. We both qualify to be bears? That's unbelievable. I'm shocked by that. Okay. Now, what is a distinguishing feature of a bear, would you say?
Cute, fuzzy.
So we would both be cute and fuzzy in your mind? Right?
Cute and fuzzy and very squishy.
Very
very squishy and cute and fuzzy. Well,
but see, you could tell this guy got a twinkle in his eye. I mean, I'm not trying to be stereotypical. You could tell this guy was licking his chops that we were talking to him. There was about six guys all over 300 pounds behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of were like into us.
There were some big dudes there. And they were looking hungry. Because what are bears but hungry?
Yeah.
God damn. Now, do bears go for other bears, or don't they go for,
apparently,
like...
Apparently, you know, I
I thought it was like, aren't there like
no
bears
one.
And twinks?
Yeah, you know, we couldn't
These
get...
These are answers we could have gotten
you
at Pride
what?
Fest.
But I don't know. It was hard to... It was a big mix of people.
Oh,
you know.
God.
Keep playing it because this gets better.
I felt very loved and embraced.
Yeah, these guys loved us. Some of these guys,
table.
I'll tell you the guys that were odd for us. It was this guy was definitely into us.
Yeah.
And some of the guys you'll hear in the future. But play some more of this because
okay.
We talk about how fat the guy was and something funny happens.
Squishy, I don't know. Corey, take your shirt off with this guy.
No. What?
Yeah, we're bears.
We're very bearish. Thank you.
It's unanimous.
What other kind of public events do you guys do? What's a typical bear day out?
All sorts of different things. We do some bar nights. We love to sell Jell-O shots. Jell-O shots are very popular with bears. Jell-O shots.
What a surprise.
All sorts of different functions, actually. We were out and about.
Oh, wow.
And how large is the Bear Society of Michigan, the Bear Fest?
I love this number. This number.
Bear Fest last year, we had about 300.
I was going to do an over-under on Bear Fest numbers, but he said it's 300.
Did he? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Because how many guys would join that group? You know, bear, I mean...
Well, you know, just the other day I was at Borders, and what did I see? A Bear's Life magazine.
That was a magazine for gay Baird.
Well, there was a shirtless dude, looked like the guy from the Brawny Towel ads, with a beard and a fucking fuzzy chest. What do you think that was?
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I'm like, what if they got that confused with Boys Life when they were ordering Bears Life?
A Bears Life. Well, I'm into Bears.
Oh, my God. Oh, holy crap.
So they have 300 to 400.
Previously, the gayest Bears I knew were the Chicago Bears. So, but here we go.
And some odd people in Grand Rapids from all of the states surrounding us. This year, we're anticipating at least 400.
So 400.
Is there an age limit on a bear? What do you start off at?
Bear just broke Steve
bear. McMichael.
This guy's breaking like, right here. Wait a minute. Yeah.
Oh, no.
What was this? Isn't
the guy broke his chair?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Was sitting on one of those like deck chairs, those expandable things you take to the beach, and it just completely broke because the guy was too heavy.
We should have had video for Pride Fest. We should have had video.
Well, they'll see pictures of all these guys on the mailing list and a couple of them on the main site. But get on the mailing list, full color, all the pictures of these
dude
guys.
Dude broke his chair while we were sitting there, and he wasn't even doing anything. We're just having an interview, and dude breaks a fucking chair with his giant tubby ass.
It was so funny, man.
Look, I'm overweight, but I've rarely, if ever, broken a chair.
Broken, like the guy maybe is once. Sitting there and he breaks his chair. Yeah. Anything else there? A little more from these guys or not really?
Goldilocks going to come and you broke the bed? Isn't it something? Isn't the story go something like that? Look at this bear over here. All right.
One of the drawbacks of being a bear. Furniture is not always designed properly.
But what are bear activities? You play any games or anything? Is it?
Yeah, we get together. We have a volleyball thing that we do every week on Wednesdays in Sterling Heights.
It's a volleyball game.
Varies. We do a lot of beach stuff. We go out and do movie nights, things like that. Dinners. Dinners are very popular.
I thought you're not supposed to feed the bears.
Yes, you are.
And they're very well fed, let me say, gentlemen. Well, thank you very much. Slap and Tickle, competitive Slap and Tickle. Is that an event? No.
It's usually one of the events and not always out in public.
Wrestling?
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're
ears perked up when you said wrestling.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, that was the Michigan Bear. The Michigan, I forget what he called himself.
The Bear Awareness Network. Yeah. No, I don't know. The Bear
Fest.
Well,
those guys were fun. Those guys were funny. I mean,
yeah, sure.
The guys certainly loved us. They had no problem taking us. We could infiltrate the bears and then do like a special undercover.
Like Al-Qaeda or something?
like kind of like Donnie Brasco
with
the bears.
Right, right. Deep undercover inside the bear's den. Inside the bear's lair. Corey and Joel. There was a movie, okay, that played last year or so called Bear Cub. That was a Spanish movie about this like family of bears. Literally, it was like a bunch of gay guys who adopted a little boy.
Oh, okay.
Gayest movie ever made.
Really?
Barna can't get gayer. The posters, the trailers, you just know none more gay.
Okay.
Just terrifying.
All right.
Just I feared for that child.
Well, you didn't. Well, did it end good or did it end?
You know, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, they weren't going to abuse a child. It's not like that.
I don't think so.
No.
It still was very creepy.
Well, the bears were funny. I enjoyed the bears. I enjoyed talking to them for 2 minutes and a half, whatever it took.
If those were straight guys, I would not want to talk to them.
Well, but if you want, you can look up the Michigan Bear Society or whatever he said his plug was on the internet and go up to Grand Rapids and hang out with
them. Get a subscription to Bear Life.
Get Bear Life magazine. Oh. Whatever you want, guys. Do your thing. We're not trying to be judgmental. Oh. Corey has his opinions.
Speaking of beloved homos, right after the bears, we ran into a good friend of ours.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to even set up the whole history of this guy.
You can't.
You can't. But he's a guy that hangs around our...
It's from living in Ferndale. We know this guy for many years.
Yeah.
He comes to our comedy show at Club Bard all the time.
Uh-huh.
He was a regular there for a long time. Not so much lately.
Yeah. He was known for wearing a full-length mink coat.
Yeah.
Out, and he's black too. We should mention that.
Yes.
And why don't you just play? Because I think we talk more about what this guy's up to. But we ran into him.
Yeah, we just ran into our old friend Phil. Phil, how you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. How about yourself?
We're doing good, Phil. Phil, tell everybody what you're doing here and what's going on.
I'm out checking in some sun.
But you have a big hat on. You're not getting a lot of sun, and you don't really need a lot of sun. Let's be honest.
Oh, what can I say? The weather's nice. People are friendly. It's a nice place to be right here in Ferndale. Right.
Are you thinking about joining the gay football team? They were trying to sign us up over there.
No, I might cook for them, though.
Now, Phil's a baker. You make pies, right?
Yeah, cheesecakes.
Cheesecakes. Do you know you're the only guy here who likes pie?
You aware of that?
Oh.
That laugh is...
He's adorable, isn't he?
We gotta pull that laugh as a drop.
He's like a little cello pudding pop.
Like a black Harvey Firestein or something. The guy's hilarious.
He's the cutest.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's a little milk dud. Oh, I love him. Little adorable little Phil.
Phil, pretty sure we all do like
Phil. Phil, the men's chorus was looking for voices. What do you sing?
Tenor.
Tenor?
Yeah.
All right, they could probably use you. why don't you have a booth selling cheesecakes?
It's my day off.
You're just here to relax and enjoy.
There you go. That's about it.
Okay. All right. We love Phil very much. He's a legend.
Phil, a Ferndale legend. You can see him drunk at Club Bard about three nights a week. And
One night a week.
He's down to one night a week. He's doing better.
Didn't deny the drink.
He's in recovery, everybody. It's Phil. Thanks, Phil.
Didn't deny that he's drunk in Club Bard, but only one night a week now.
Yeah. He's cutting down.
Yeah.
That's right. Phil used to come in his big fur coat, and one night all the comics were like, I took it off him, and we were all wearing it and passing it around, and I went up and said, you can be assured that this is not made of beaver, because he'd never let beaver touch his skin, and, you know, stuff like that. It's so easy, but Phil is...
Yeah, Phil was...
And, you know, Bart gets protective of Phil. He's fun of Phil.
I think when you make fun of Phil, that Phil cries later. And he'll probably maybe cried even after our interview, which I thought was very nice.
We had a special thing going on.
I thought it was very nice. We were amongst his crowd.
Yeah.
So the shoe was on the other foot.
That's so true. We were surrounded on all sides.
The high heel was on the other foot.
Good God. They were everywhere. If we could get Phil into the studio somehow.
I would have Phil in, but we don't have enough rum and coke for that guy. There's not enough made. When we have drunken broads on like Laura Lou and Sherry Brooklyn, Phil would fit right in with that scene.
He really would. Phil's a delight. I can't get enough of him.
And then...
God.
What else? We were going to take a break.
Phil was right by the beer tent, too.
He really was. Should we start? Because I think if we do this next guy, I think Jerry was the next guy we met. Is that what you got there?
Yes, I do.
And then we can play Jerry, and then we'll take a break. Jerry was an interesting guy. We asked him some questions.
Sure.
And I don't think we really got a straight answer out of Jerry, but... I don't know if you
can. Oh, boy.
Straight answer.
All right, here we go.
Here's Jerry
at the restroom.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
What's your name?
Jerry.
And you're here at Pride Fest?
Yes.
Yeah, Jerry was great. His outfit was great.
What are you on? How many poppers did you take today before the...
Not a one.
Not one yet. Now, why do you describe your outfit here? Tell everybody what you're wearing.
I'm wearing a leather harness and camo shorts.
Okay. And sneakers.
Yeah, the boots were too hard. I had to change those halfway through.
All right, you enjoying your day?
Always.
And you have the fanny pack?
Yes.
I think you can check off everything off the list. I think you cover it all, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is there anything he's missing?
Not that I can.
All right. Well, that's
the whole gay outfit on.
We had a question because Corey and I we're not gay. Actually, we just play one on the radio.
Okay.
And we want to know what are the rules in the restroom? Is it one at a time or what goes on there?
Well, it depends. You go to a gay bar, there's usually one.
I'm just talking about is there a hole cut in the side of the port-a-john, you think, or you don't know?
No.
No.
Yeah, well, the girls' bathroom is used for other things than...
What is the girls' bathroom used for? I don't understand.
What about a transgender? Which bathroom do they choose?
That depends. You'd have to ask somebody who's transgendered.
Did you bring a drill to cut a hole through to the next port-a-john?
No, I have. Do not have a drill.
Okay.
Well, what's your favorite thing today at Pride Fest?
Barbara Payton concert.
She was good. You liked her?
Yes. She's Detroit's greatest.
I want to know what's in his bag. What are guys carrying the little... Because that's kind of a thing, a fanny pack, right? Is that a fanny pack?
Fanny pack.
Okay, and what's in the fanny pack? I want to know.
Cell phone, sunscreen, digital camera.
That's about it.
And wallet.
And wallet. Okay, well, that's very good. I wasn't sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Like, and I expected... Yeah.
I'm wearing my cock ring.
Well, yeah, like, I expected... First of all, I expected, like, to see, like, rubbers and lube and stuff in there, and it was very normal. I was kind of disappointed.
This dude was about 6'2", looked like George the Animal Steel.
He was a big, giant, bald guy with his harness on.
Big, hairy guy in a harness.
Real funny. I mean, maybe he didn't come off funny on the show.
He was just like, hi, how are you?
And I think he was one of the people that came up to us, because some people did... Yeah. Just sort of come up to us and sort of start talking. But anytime a guy
it didn't take much to get him over there.
A guy with a leather harness is looking for attention. So,
sure.
But it was just, he's a very weird. And I never got the straight answer on what goes on in the ladies' room.
Well, see, somebody, once again, straight answers hard to come by. They gay bar.
See, somebody sort of said that, like, at a gay bar, if it's all gay men, that they use the ladies' room for something else.
like the gay, you know, the men's room is for going to the bathroom, but the ladies' room is like
for snorting and sucking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't get to the bottom of that.
I don't know what happens over there.
It's very weird.
Just speculating, but...
Man, I sucks your dick real good, brother.
You think that's been heard over the stall?
I'm just guessing what happens over there. I don't know.
But the restrooms, there was a big long line of people at the portage.
I know.
We had to ask the question.
A lot of this goes on in the ladies' room. A lot of that goes on.
Okay. Oh man, we're gonna take a break. Hey, before we take our break, we got a lot. I'll tell you what, the next guy you're gonna hear after our break is one of the greatest things you're ever gonna hear in your entire life. So folks, come back. Don't forget to vote on Podcast Alley. A lot of you guys did, and thank you for that. And if you haven't, go over to podcastalley.com. You can link there directly from coreyandjoelradio.com. Send us some votes. People on the mailing list, send us some votes. We sent you a link, and we need you to vote for us. Help promote the show. And what else? Get on the mailing list to get all these pictures too. But these pictures are precious.
They really are.
And we're going to play a song that's been called The Gay National Anthem. In honor of this gay day, this gay show.
It's really loud, too.
Hi. We're your weather girl.
You know what this is, everybody.
Yeah, we got news.
We're raining men on Show 72.
Get ready, all your lonely
Niels,
and
feel free to skip ahead, my friend.
All right.
We'll catch you after the break.
It's rising.
According
to all sources.
What sources now?
The street's the place to
we better
go.
Hurry up.
All right, back with you here. It's Corey and Joel. I hope you all...
My.
Corey, you have to sit down now. We got to stop dancing and finish the show. People are expecting us to.
Oh, back for more. Some of you just fast-forwarded right through that one.
And that's okay if people do. We don't really mind it. But
yeah. All the songs you've skipped on our breaks.
Those are some good tunes.
We need some like ads and stuff in a break.
Well,
you know,
yeah. I mean, we've always tried to get Rob, and we keep forgetting every time we have Rob in the studio to have him cut like Vote for Us on Podcast Alley and all that
stuff.
We
need some legitimate advertising.
Legitimate advertising. Yeah, if you want to advertise with us, you can tell we're gay-friendly. Except for, like, every third joke.
Yeah, Astrobot, do you want to come in here?
Oh, you know what was great was all of the trash cans that they had set up were sponsored by a lubricant company.
Yeah.
That was absolutely true. You'll see pictures on the mailing list.
I will take an ad from Same Sex Realty.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Sure. Sure. Trojan, whatever it takes.
The Gay Choir, anyone wants to sponsor?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bo Ricks, where all the dykes get their hair cut.
I went to Bo Ricks.
Oh, really?
Although, look at my haircut.
You kind of have a dykey haircut.
I have a gay haircut. I've gotten
really
the gay haircut.
You kind of have a buzzy lesbo haircut.
I'm going to a wedding this weekend, a straight wedding.
God.
And,
damn. That place was lousy with baby carts. I couldn't even
believe. Yeah, and you know what? I want to just say this, too. We didn't interview a lot of lesbians. We interviewed a couple.
Yeah.
They're not a lot of fun. They're not real fun to interview.
Dour.
Gay guys are much funnier to interview and trannies they are. And stuff. So, yeah.
If you feel lesbians are unrepresented, well, you know what happened, though, at a lot of the booths? There was always the lesbian opinion.
Yeah.
You talk to some gay guy, and then particularly on the issue stuff,
yeah,
there was always the opinionated...
Yeah, you'll hear that coming up.
The opinionated rug muncher that was standing right next to him that would come yapping in, and we'd say, oh, my... If lesbians were funnier, we'd put them on.
Yeah, the lesbians were funny. There were a lot of chicks making out, which was good. But it was a little hard to.
But you don't see a lot of lesbians in harnesses walking around.
No,
you know?
They weren't. Yeah, the lesbians were. But you know, what we'd always see though was like one real hot chick with a real butchy lesbian, and we were sort of like, how do we let that one go? We kept going.
Really?
Like, how did we let her go over to the other team?
Now, what is this next clip?
The next guy. I think this is going to speak for itself, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not on the mailing list, sign up to get pictures of this guy. You will not be disappointed.
What does N main mean?
What?
You got one there. Oh, well. I'm going to skip past that one.
And Maine.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
You know who's next.
No, I know who's next, but there's a clip in here that doesn't.
I'll look for that. Okay, you tell us who's next. Well,
ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, just I think it speaks for itself.
Very special. We met a gentleman. You know, I'm not even going to say anything. He's just a very special gentleman.
It's fantastic, folks.
Hey.
All right, so we're here with we found this interesting looking gentleman. What's your name, sir?
Al.
Al, and are you really Mr. Leather Michigan?
Yes, I'm really Mr. Leather Michigan.
And how do you win that contest? Where is the pageant held?
This was held at R&R Saloon, which is in Detroit. And you do a little competition, and judges pick the winner.
Okay. And did you have like a talent competition? Is there an evening gown? What goes on?
Oh, no. This is just strictly a leather, and they ask you some questions and scoring on your appearance.
So you look very good in leather, then, according to your title. Is that what it is?
According to my title.
How long have you been wearing leather?
Probably about 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, this is a lot. Now, did they give you the leather sash when you win? Did they actually give you that?
You get to wear the sash as long as you hold the title, which is 1 year.
Okay. Yeah, we should describe the sash, because we don't see.
It was a big stud. It was a leather thing with metal studs.
It was a sash like Miss America would get,
right? But
which would be made out of paper or ribbon. This was made out of leather with studs spelling out Mr. Leather Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic.
It was outstanding. Oh, my God. He could, like, take that thing off and whip you to death with it. It was this big, big brocade across his chest that said Mr. Leather and studs. God, this guy looked like an SS officer in gay pleasure deck. It's crazy.
One of the funniest.
Whole outfit. He had the chaps.
Oh, yeah.
He had the little leather
the
cap,
hat.
The little
the
Greek
vest.
Fisherman hat or whatever.
God, yeah.
Little SS hat.
Biker cap. And then,
so
good. Play the rest of it.
God bless America.
This guy was fantastic. So are you the 05 or 06, Mr. Leather?
I'm the 06.
What? You're the 06. So in 07, somebody else is going to get the leather back. They have to give that back?
We give the sash back. That's theirs to wear. But you get another medal that goes along with it. You get a trophy that goes along with it.
What is
and
that?
Plus you get to compete in
like
the international. National Male Leather, which is in Chicago every year, Memorial Day weekend.
And believe it or not, I saw that this weekend.
Yeah, you said that.
I was in Chicago for Memorial Day weekend, and we were driving down State Street. There was a parade of leather dudes that were marching towards me. And Mr. Leather Michigan must have been in that crowd. And it was so terrifying.
There wasn't a ton of leather guys at this, but
there were a few.
He was by far the best.
Well, he's the king of them all.
King of the leather.
Because he's Mr. Leather.
He's Mr. Leather. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, he's the top dog. He's the heavyweight champ of leather guys.
He keeps going on.
Oh, my God.
I was just in Chicago, and I saw them on State Street, like a whole massive crowd of guys. Did you go out for that?
Oh, yeah. I was in the contest.
Okay.
There were 51 contestants this year, and we made history.
Yeah.
We competed on the Chicago Theater stage. In the basement of the theater, all these famous people that ever performed there signatured the wall. So now IML06 has their signature on the wall of Chicago Theater.
Wow. Now I hear Mr. Leather Ohio's a little soft.
I don't know about that.
No. Have you met any of the other states?
Oh, yeah. I met all the states that were there in the contest. There's a couple here tonight. I met somebody from Kentucky. There's another guy here.
All right, Mr. Leather Kentucky. Let's get into this further.
you dumped on him here on the clip.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah. Here from Indianapolis.
Now, Mr. Leather Kentucky, how do you get that job?
Probably the same way you do. There's contests all over, so you just compete.
Wow. So what do your duties include?
I have to do 3 events in the year, make appearances, promote the leather community.
Is there a runner-up in case you can't complete your duties, is Mr. Leather?
No, there's always a runner-up.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So you've always got a guy behind you then? Is that the idea with the runner-up?
Exactly.
What, do you ride a bike too? Is there a bike involved?
I don't ride a bike anymore. I did years and years ago, but not anymore.
Okay, well, that's good. And anything you'd like to tell? Anywhere we can see Mr. Leather? Do you have a website, or is there any, the leather community, where can we find them?
I belong to Life Group, Leather Institute for Education. We meet at Diamond Gem Saloon, first and third Wednesdays of the month, and they are promoting the leather community to bring people back to the leather community. The leather community, as we know it, is dying, and it's not all about being rough and S&M and everything like that, and it's all about what's in the heart.
You got leather community's dying.
You let it go. The next thing he says is great.
Of all these leather people, what they're doing for the community.
Now, do PETA people ever give you a hard time being Mr. Leather?
People give you a hard time all the time because they think you're a pervert.
Okay, but you're here to say you're not a pervert.
I'm a pervert.
You're here to say you are a pervert. Wow.
You really want a hard time, don't you?
Oh, yeah, a real hard time.
Now, do you work on those nipples? Is that like, because those are very pointy. Can we get a shot of the nipples? Look at that. Do you have exercises for them? Or what?
Not to say that I work on them, but everybody else does.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Mr. Leather.
That's like...
What was the Mr. Leather victory party like? Was that a good time? Was that...
In Chicago, there are several victory parties from all over. I mean, the dance on Monday night is called Black and Blue Ball. It's the funnest dance you have ever been to.
I guess I'll have to go there next year. Maybe we'll go. Maybe me and Corey can go cover Mr. Leather.
That would be great.
Where would it be in Memorial Day weekend next year?
The Palmer Hilton, downtown Chicago, 73 Monroe Street.
Okay, so we'll have to be there. Mr. Leather, thank you very much. And make sure to listen to the Corey and Joel radio show, okay?
I sure will.
Okay. So, you know, the Palmer Hotel in downtown Chicago on Monroe Street, they got to hire a whole new staff of Mexicans the week after Mr. Leather because they're all like, no, I'm not working again. Housekeeping. Oh, what the hell going on in here? There's leather and latex and shit everywhere.
You know, there's some young couple who just wanted to get away and thought they'd get a nice hotel room in Chicago. And next thing you know, the Mr. Leather International pageant is in there. You know,
yeah. Do you think you get a whole floor? How does that work?
You just wanted to get a nice. You just wanted a nice getaway for the weekend.
Does the hotel just come in and like put plastic on everything?
You know, maybe you had your wedding in one of the rooms down there, one of the banquet rooms. You having your wedding reception, and then next door it's Mr. Leather.
Do they demand leather couches?
I don't know. I love that. I am a pervert.
Yeah.
Are you here to say you're not?
A lot of people think we're perverts. Well, so you're saying you're not a pervert? No, I'm a pervert. I'm straight up pervert.
You got to see that guy's nipples, too. Oh,
my God.
I think
we were a little starstruck during that interview.
The guy was...
We were dazzled by Mr. Leather.
The guy was fantastic.
We couldn't get our jokes out.
Could not... Oh.
Literally, his nipples looked like dots candy. I mean, they were like...
They were like an inch and a half long.
Oh, my... They were like erasers. They were these giant, pink, purplish-looking beasts. I mean, I think... Christina got a shot of him. God bless her.
Christina took a lot of good pictures.
She took a real good zoom on the nipples
of Mr. Leather's nipples.
And, he had some kind of clamp deal on those things. I mean, you could probably hang a cinder block off his nipples. They were huge.
See, Mr. Leather didn't seem into us.
He was
no, Mr. Leather was. I mean, he
was into us, but
yeah.
he played along.
But I mean, I thought like the bear guy really had.
Oh,
a
you felt
in
a love connection with the bear.
Well,
guy?
I think the bear guy was kind of looking to, you know, sign us up and
really, yeah.
Some of these other guys, but yeah, Mr.
Well,
Leather.
I think he thought we were bears. I mean, you know, but Mr. Leather was a great guy. He was so good sport. He was having fun.
That was great, Mr. Leather.
I was
Michigan.
A little in awe of him. I think I was really. I was like, I can't believe this is. You're like the Omega fag. You know, if you're like Mr. Leather. You know, you're like, I'm the top fag. You know, and I'm sure the drag queens think, like, that they're, you know.
Yeah, I would like to know how the, like, I'd like to have, like, the drag queens against the leather guys.
Like a, is that like
in a competition, some sort of family feud or
is
something?
Is that the Jets
or,
and the Sharks?
Yeah,
is
I don't know.
That would be a family feud I'd
that
tune in for.
That would be one, and we've got
Louis Anderson hosts Family Feud with Leathermen versus Queens. Okay. A survey, then.
Oh, but the, I love Mr. Leather said there's no talent.
Five things you'll find in my asshole. Top five things.
Mr. Leather's business card.
Q-tip.
Survey says?
Undigested cheese puffs. Mr. Leather, Michigan is number three.
Let's get to the rest of these. We can, Mr. Leather, I swear.
I could do 45 minutes on Mr. Leather.
Should we go down to the R&R Saloon and try to find Mr. Leather?
Did he say they meet at Diamond Jim's?
Well, yeah, they do, but the contest is the at
R&R.
The R&R Saloon. Rough and ready, I'm guessing that means. But
God, Detroit gay bars are like none other. They're really dingy and scary, and you really have to be tough to be in a gay bar.
If you're in the Mr. Leather community. We almost should have ended.
Talking about the community.
The leather community. Was it the leather community is dying, he said
yeah.
at one point?
Yeah.
Maybe because the outfit is horrible.
Yeah, maybe because you can only wear that in the summer. And it's just uncomfortable and sweaty. And oh, my God.
Pull a bag over your head.
Something. Pull a bag over your leather.
He was proud and free.
Oh,
and I loved
save,
it.
Get, pull a bag over your head. Coming up here, we've got...
Rock out with your cock out.
That's what I say to Mr. Leather Michigan. Oh, he was proud.
Who's next on the hit parade?
Well, then
so
there was
more
a
gay
there was a dunk tank.
Oh yeah, the dunk tank was great.
And this is pretty funny. I'm just gonna let this one.
Yeah, let this one.
This is like
out.
4 minutes though. I could take a break. But
can, yeah, go ahead, play.
What's your name?
Todd.
And you were part of Detroit Team Aquata.
Aquatic.
Team Detroit Aquatics. What do you guys do?
We swim every Friday night in Dondero High School.
Okay.
So Dondero High School, we can go see you swim. Swimsuits optional there? Or,
no, unfortunately not.
I bet you there's a private meeting of the Team Detroit Aquatics. Somewhere?
No, unfortunately not.
Well, what's going on? You have a dunk tank set up here, I see.
We do. We're trying to raise money here for Triangle Foundation. Having a good time. It's a beautiful day. Just getting excited for the team and having a lot of fun with the crowd.
Okay. Now, I notice a lot of these guys throw like a girl at the dunk tank.
Well, yeah. Actually, we make the lesbians step back and the gay guys get to move forward just a little bit.
The lesbians are like, look at this last guy. Look at that. Did you see that? He nothing there. And I also noticed you have...
I couldn't interview. I was laughing too hard.
The gay guys throwing, like, I think we were doing this, there was like three Asian guys.
Oh, God.
That were trying to throw the ball at the dunk. And it was just the
sissiest
throw. It
was like the Tigers' middle relief in 1996. It was just the word. I lost my shit when he said we make the lesbian stand behind this line.
Yeah, that was great.
I lost it.
This
it
guy
was like,
funny. This guy enjoyed our interview, I think.
George Bush is your target on the dunk tank. Any reason for that?
Well, we have a variety of targets, actually, that you can choose from. Britney Spears, Michael Jackson.
Okay, what if I wanted to put Liza up as a target?
We don't have her, but, you know, hey, you get your own motivation. That's great.
Okay, but you wouldn't be mad at me if I wanted to throw Liza?
That'd be great.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine. And how many guys in Team Detroit Aquatics?
It varies. There's probably about 50 or so of us.
All men or some women too?
Man, we got some great female swimmers.
Okay. Yeah, these guys can't hit anything. Look at these guys.
Yeah. They're going to be wasting all their money at this rate.
He's gonna use better this than the beer tent.
some guys.
Well, yeah, you have now. Who is this? Woman
you,
that's
think,
on the that you can dunk?
He's representing our synchronous swimming.
Did you guys swim in those kind of outfits? Is that
a guy in a lady swimsuit?
We try not to, but
that was
no,
in a wig.
She is beautiful.
A lot of speedos at the team swim
too. You could see very feminine.
There. That's there. You want to talk to us? You want to go? Hey, Christina, who's this guy?
So Corey and Joel, do you guys wear speedos or not?
No, not. I'm in sort of Bermuda shorts and a Hawaiian shirt. That's almost a uniform.
Our listeners want to know right now if you're wearing Speedos.
I'm not.
Mix anyone? Or?
I'm not wearing.
Wait, hold on a second.
Who are your listeners, by the way?
This is a very Esther Williams look you got going on here. I'm loving this. Yeah. That's very nice. Baby. And what's your name, sir?
I'm Brian.
Hi, Brian. And what brings you out other than hating George Bush?
Part of the swim team.
Yeah. You're in the swim team.
But I wear longer swim trunks because I'm a big.
This guy was pushing 3 bills.
Yeah, this guy was a big fat guy.
It's like 6'4".
Yeah, I mean, this guy was not, and he had no swimmer's body.
He was much more of the bear type.
Right, the other guys definitely looked like they had swum a little bit. Yeah.
Boy.
So you don't have to be in shape to be a swimmer. Is that what you're saying?
Definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Even Corey and Joe can do it, too.
I thought you were on the bear team. I thought you were part of Bear Fest.
I know bear people, too. It's fine.
Well, no, we're a couple of fat comedians, so what do we know about anything? But yeah. So you're at what... Now, what the breaststroke is not in for you? What's a back?
I'm a backstroke guy myself.
Guy. That's what I thought.
Doggy paddle.
Dog paddling.
Doggy
style.
Doggy paddle is like 8 years old.
Okay. All right. What's your favorite event here at Pride Fest?
The swim team, because I'm part of it.
Okay. You guys, there's no pool though. Thank you.
The beer tent, and you know, you have to be a Guinness drinker to really appreciate the beer tent.
This guy goes on.
Now, who's the worst throw? Is it the Asian guys are the worst shots or what?
I'm not going to say. I know a lot of Asian people. They could do things with math very well.
Okay. It's all about trajectory and angles.
It's all about just. It's about being a pitcher, not a catcher.
I've got other Asian stereotypes.
Now are there? I think it's about being a pitcher, not a catcher. There's a drop right there. I think we got to play that. Let's let this go for a minute. Do you have a dive team as well?
The diving? We have people that we do, like, during swim meets, we do diving, yes.
Okay. Because Greg Louganis is a big icon.
Yeah, he is. He still swims.
Right. So when did you start swimming?
About 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. So you hadn't swum before? You didn't swim in high school? Or?
No.
This is just fun for you?
It's exercise. It's fun. I don't really do it.
All right, enough of him.
Enough of that guy, yeah. That was the swim team.
The Greg Louganis.
The Greg, yeah. That guy was really a loudmouth.
He really wanted to get the mic.
I think I should have cut some of that. I don't know why I didn't. But
that's all right.
Whatever.
And who was hanging around the dunk tank?
Yeah, this was great.
This was another thing. You were distracted. You couldn't get both of us to really focus on an interview for a long time because if you were talking to the guy, I was watching some homo on a tricycle ride by. Or something, you know, somebody in a feather
you would see,
boa.
You know, like as I was interviewing, you were off staring.
And you're like,
you
know, we got to get this guy.
And then Christina get a picture of this guy.
Edith
and that
Uranus
guy.
Is walking
I
by.
Know,
and,
you know. And there's Mr. Leather and the gay choir. And
it was a comedy sight for sore eyes.
But then we saw you. I think we picked this guy.
I eyeballed him. Yeah, he was hanging around the dunk tank.
Of course, we were honored to have him on. Let's introduce.
It really
is
a special pleasure.
And how are you, Coach?
And we're here with the mayor. This is Mayor Bob Porter. Is that your name, the mayor?
The actual
mayor.
That's me.
It's the mayor of Ferndale, Michigan.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. And tell us about Pride Fest. How's it going today?
Oh, Pride Fest is fantastic. It's probably going to be the greatest show we've had. Year after year, it's grown. Right. This year, God, if it's got to be over 30,000. Okay. The streets are packed. But what's happening is the city itself is coming together. The people are cherishing the rights and the freedoms of, say, understanding of sexual orientation. We read the resolution over at the table earlier that this is Pride Month in the city of Ferndale and that there is no prejudice in this community. So people are coming down and having a lot of fun, feeling good.
Well, thank you. Because Corey and I, we've been doing the show for about, about a year and a half now, Corey? And we do it out of Ferndale. It's one of the biggest podcasts in the world now. It's heard all over the world. We represent Ferndale. We're wondering if there's any kind of proclamation you could give to us for representing our city around the world.
We'd like the key to the men's room, is what we'd like.
They won't even let me in there, as a matter of fact. By the way, you know, yesterday was the beginning, really, of the events here, and I did the commitment ceremony for 13 couples in front of City Hall.
Oh, okay.
And it was a wonderful, wonderful event. Many of them are here today, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
So I'm glad you could be here to help spread the word that first of all, we're a great community.
We are a great community.
But the people here, this is a great group of people, and they need respect.
Thank you very much. But the mayor of Ferndale, everybody, thank you very much.
The mayor, everybody. Oh. It was cool to get the mayor.
The mayor was a very savvy political operator.
Yeah, he grabbed the mic from us at one point and actually just did his own address.
Well, you know, with Ferndale is a neighborhood where you really have to show up at Pride Fest if you want to get elected.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And the mayor, and I've seen the mayor, we see him at the bar all the time.
Yeah, he's out at the bar and hanging out.
They're very this Ferndale City Council and the mayor are very active in the community.
Yeah.
And they're always like, they got some cockamamie stuff where they're coming up with They're always pushing for like a monorail and
yeah, a lot of pie in the sky.
Cars that run on garbage, yeah. And you know, they want to build a biosphere.
Yeah,
They're always getting some crazy cockamamie schemes. They're very progressive.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird, you know. Yeah,
and then one of the guys proposed free parking for hybrid vehicles.
Yeah, we'll talk to him in a minute. Yeah. But I love the way the mayor sidestepped our proclaim, give us a proclamation.
He was funny. He said, I can't even get it.
Well, no, but I mean, it was sort of like, do you want to give us any sort of proclamation? Right. He didn't really have an answer.
No.
And then when you made your joke, it gave him an out, you know. So he was sort of like, was kind of like, hey, we're representing Ferndale.
He's media savvy, that guy.
Although his big speech about how there's no discrimination in Ferndale, we're really holding up to that on this one, aren't we?
That's true. That is so true.
Hey, listen, we haven't even dropped Dustin off.
You know, you're so true. But while I was talking to the mayor, I was a little worried he'd be upset with us because, you know.
I'm so nervous, I'm sweating like a fag eating a corn dog.
No,
that's
all.
How I was feeling when I was talking to
the
mayor.
The mayor was cool. I like the mayor. Mayor's a good guy.
Mayor Porter's a good guy.
Who's up next? Who did we meet next?
Next, we met a tranny in a big floppy hat. That's who we met next.
Thanks, guys. Are you guys a couple? Are you a couple? Are you just friends?
Just friends. We're great friends.
Of course. Well, that's good. That's good to have friends. So, enjoy the rest of your day here at Pride Fest.
Great friends, and of course, you know, we support everybody here. You know, that's the main key.
It's a friend of yours over here. Hi, how are you? Look who's here. Pause for a second, because you can hear the lesbian folk singer in the background.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know. I had an actual interview with that guy, and I don't know. Is it not in there? What is the name of that one you're playing?
Jennifer the Tranny.
Oh, I think I cut it. I edited it wrong. Well, that's okay. Jennifer was about 6'5", and like, was a total, like, yeah. You could see the beard and stuff. Yeah. It was really weird. But then the councilman came up. That's what this is here.
Well, this is Jennifer. Do you want to hear any more Jennifer?
No. I think this is the councilman right here. Maybe play it. You know?
Okay.
Thank you. We have Councilman Covey. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
Councilman Covey.
Come here.
Oh, Councilman, meet Jennifer. Councilman's for the court. We love the councilman. The councilman's great.
Nice photo op. No.
Absolutely. Councilman, how are you today?
I'm doing great. It's a great day.
Isn't this a great day today? Everyone's
Ferndale
having a good time.
City
nice
councilman.
Weather.
This is my favorite day of the year when Ferndale gets even more gay than it usually is.
Well, we're big fans of the councilman. We watch him on the Public Access Channel, on the Government X Channel, and we see him in his muscle shirt at Danny's Irish Pub at about 2 a.m.
Yeah, and I'm still looking for Mrs. or Mr. Councilman, so I'm looking for a husband. So.
We are. Any takers here? I don't know.
And the last time I heard, he challenged the president of the city council in Detroit to come on down and have a, you know, face-off.
A flex-off, was that it?
Jennifer was real fun.
Well, we saw Mr. Leather Michigan, and I think he's available. I don't know if you've seen him.
You know, I'll probably end up at Danny's about 2 a.m. looking for him. That's probably why I haven't found him yet. But I'm off to look for more.
Right. Councilman, we talked to the mayor possibly about getting the key to the men's room. Any chance they can make that happen since we do our show out of Ferndale?
I can get you the key to the ladies' room if that helps.
That would help. Thanks to all. Thanks to Councilman Covey.
Wow.
Well, the ladies' room's where the action goes
apparently
down.
Apparently so. See, I was trying to put all this ladies' room stuff together. If anyone knows what goes on in the ladies' room, email me at email at CoreyAndJoelRadio.com. Craig Covey was funny, man.
He's a prominent politician in Southeast Michigan. Uh-huh. Literally, you'll see him on the news and stuff.
Yeah.
Talking about his plan to give...
He's always interviewed about...
Free parking to hybrid cars.
He comes up with all these weird ideas.
All his crazy schemes.
He's a real nice guy, and he's totally...
Biodiesel. Let's run our cars on chicken fat and stuff.
And he runs around... I've never seen it, but I was told he runs around in assless chaps. From time to time that people have seen that.
Well, now you're getting crazy.
No, our friend Penny told us that. My friend Penny.
Yeah, but we do... Craig Covey's a good guy.
Yeah, and, Craig's a great guy.
We do run into him from time to time.
Now, play the one that says Craig Covey. See if that's Jennifer. Maybe that was... Hi, guy. How's it going? What's this for the Corey and Joel Radio?
Oh, I think I misnamed the clip.
And who are you?
This
who are
Jennifer.
You?
I'm Jennifer.
Jennifer, and what's your name?
Penny.
Okay. Jennifer, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Jennifer, you look lovely.
Not to be confused with our Penny.
Yeah, this is a different Penny. Penny was an actual guy who looked like a guy, sort of, but not really. But Jennifer...
He had, like, eyeliner on
Yeah, I don't know what was going on, but Jennifer was, like, this guy that was literally like, I am Jennifer, you know. It's very deep.
It looked like Herman Munster.
Yeah,
it's just
really
a dude
just
in
a
big
funny
floppy
voice
hat.
More than anything he said.
In your red, that's a red skirt.
Yes.
You need the hat today. It's very hot out here.
It's very hot out here. It's warm, but...
Yeah, we're trying to get your pictures. Where's our staff photographer? Photographer, we're interviewing Jennifer here. We have no pictures. Hi, guy. How's it going? What's this for the court?
Well,
with that cubby, you did something wrong. That's all right.
Something was wrong with
that. All right. Jennifer was a big fat guy. You'll see that on the mailing list in a big floppy hat. It looked like, remember, you ever see Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Sex?
Yeah.
The Woody Allen movie where Lou Jacoby, like, he takes a break from dinner and he's like, he's a cross dresser.
Yeah.
And, like, he ends up falling out of the window in a woman's dress. It looked like that. That's what Jennifer looked like.
It looked like one of the pythons, you know?
It was like...
Not Graham Chapman, but what...
I'm not a big python guy.
Yeah, not... Who's the least popular python? It was looked like that guy.
It was Tu Wong Fu. It was very...
Oh, God.
Who else did we
meet? Eric Idle in a dress.
Yeah, we're running out. Who else did we meet here? Do we have Troy? Is Troy in there?
Well,
did we talk to Troy?
You know, Troy's up here. Let me get
Troy.
Troy,
we want to play Troy?
Okay.
Corey handled
this.
Hi,
we're still here at Pride Fest, Corey and Joel Radio Show. What's your name?
Troy.
Troy, what's your favorite event here at Pride Fest?
Everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
What do you get into? What's your thing?
People, everything. I love the guys, how they look.
You love the guys? You like that? You checking some of the guys out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is this a great place to hook up, right?
Yeah, yes, it is.
So you've been trolling for ass? Did you find some?
Not yet.
Not yet? No.
What kind of guy do you go for?
Muscular bodybuilder type.
Okay, so not a bear. You're not really into that?
Nah. Nah.
No. You're not a leather man kind of guy?
At times.
At times? Is it like a weekend?
His voice
thing?
Went up an octave when you said leather man.
Like, not a Thursday night, but like a Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
whatever it takes. So what's the best part about Pride Fest other than finding some ass?
The music and the people and these.
See all your friends and everybody out together.
Yeah, see all some of my friends and what have you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did you have any corn dogs?
No. Not a corn dog.
Oh, okay. No sausages.
Nah.
No.
Not this time. Maybe next time.
Okay.
Troy was very out there. He had no problem talking to you about whatever.
He was very happy for it.
Oh, we're running late on time. What do we got here? We got the gay Republicans.
Yeah.
Should we get to them? Should we give them maybe just...
Let's give them a couple seconds.
Give them a couple seconds.
These guys
are very confused people.
And they were right next to the, like, Democrat, the, like, progressive Democrat...
Very
gay
weird,
table, which we didn't talk to.
Yeah, play the gay Republicans. They don't even know what that is.
All right, tell everybody what you're doing today.
I'm here as the political vice president for Log Cabin Republicans of Michigan.
And what is the Log Cabin Republicans of Michigan?
It is an organization for gay and lesbian Republicans here in Michigan.
How many of those would there actually be in Michigan? It doesn't sound like a group that would maybe have a big registration.
You're playing that over me.
I forgot how many we have on our mailing list, but I think we've got about 3,000.
3,000. Now, I was over at the Team Aquatics dunk tank, and George Bush was the target of the dunk tank. Did you realize that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they did. They had a picture of George Bush on the dunk tank. So
Jennifer dunked first, though.
Jennifer,
this is where the lesbian speaks
first,
up.
She was dunked first, before George.
There she is, the opinionated rug muncher. Yeah.
Well, the gay guy was just flipping it. He didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
You want to skip ahead a little bit? Because you asked him some questions.
Being a what kind of soccer player?
A legless soccer player would be easier than being a gay Republican.
Being a what kind of soccer player?
A legless soccer player. Would that be easier than being a gay Republican?
No.
How do you come to the conclusion? I mean, it just seems like a weird fit, doesn't it?
No.
Pat Robertson. He's gay, right?
Probably not.
You know, it's a weird fit, a penis into a vagina. That's a weird fit.
We've heard enough of the gay Republicans, I think so. We're running.
We
got about 8 minutes left. We still haven't talked to Starfleet yet.
Sexual intercourse, penis in vagina sex.
You want to talk to...
I asked them if Pat Robertson was gay, and their response was Hillary.
Yeah,
that was what
them.
They had to say.
All right, play the... Now, we talked to these guys. These guys were great.
This was a ray of joy for me.
Yeah.
The Star Trek booth.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And let me... All right,
now we are here with the USS Intrepid Charitable Enterprises Activities, and you guys are Star Trek fans, right?
Oh, most certainly, and we're delighted to be here at Pride Fest because Pride Fest exemplifies everything that Star Trek stands for. Star Trek is infinite diversity and infinite combinations, and Pride Fest is a celebration of diversity. Celebration of different cultures and lifestyles, and if you've ever watched Star Trek, you know... that Star Trek is always reveling in differences between different life forms. That's where we gain our strength. It isn't because everyone is all the same, thinks the same, marches in lockstep. No, all of the differences between individuals, when combined, makes us much stronger than we could ever be just individually.
So Gene Roddenberry's vision included blacks and Asians and all kinds of aliens, but why were there never any gay people actually on Star Trek?
Well, that was...
There were, especially in the last movie,
lesbian.
Nemesis. They made references, strong references, not subtle ones, to same-sex partners.
Now, George Takei is out and open and very gay. Is he an icon for the Star Trek community?
Without question, he is probably the friendliest member of the Star Trek community. I've met him several times myself, and it has been indeed a pleasure to talk with...
Chekhov's an asshole, but Sulu... He's real friendly.
Wow.
Okay, let's give it a little.
You got a little
credit to Star Trek. If more individuals like were yeah, like George Takei, we would have a Star Trek universe right now. He's someone
That's
we should all
dream is to live
model
Star Trek.
Ourselves after. Fantastic person.
He's in the 23rd century already. Now, what do you guys feel about slash fiction? Like Kirk and Spock in sort of homoerotic settings. I know that's a big kind of thing on the internet. How do you think a lot of people at Pride Fest would respond to that?
Well, I don't know. I can't speak for everyone at Pride Fest, but in Intrepid, we're more engaged with the peaceful aspects of Star Trek, with brotherhood, with helping one another, with reveling in one another's differences.
Doctor Who, those guys are
doing
assholes.
Everything
Star
we can
Trek.
To make the 23rd century a reality today.
Now, do you have like Star Trek gear? Do you ever dress up?
Some of us do. Yes, we have uniforms, but then people will say, do you have a uniform? And I'll say, oh, my God, that's strange. But they don't think anything of somebody who will sit in a grandstand at a football game in 10 below zero weather with their bodies painted blue and white or green or whatever.
Now,
that's
acceptable. Those guys
could you have
too.
A tricorder setting that would determine if someone's gay?
Could you? Is it possible to scan for gay?
Well, if we had a tricorder that would do that, we'd make a fortune today.
Yeah.
Anyway. Were those guys gay?
Yeah, Star Trek. Who would think that the gay parade or the gay festival...
Did you cut the part out where they were talking about the gay actor that I knew who it was?
Yeah, I cut that out because I don't know. It was the opinionated lesbian portion.
There was the guy who played Kirk's son in the movies was gay, and his name was Merritt Buttrick. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he died in Star Trek Episode 3.
Really? It was
Search for Spock. And they were like, yeah.
Yeah, there was a much more succinct version of how it was on the tape. So, I cut that out. But, who would think Star Trek and gay would go together? Star Trek and gay, like hand in
Kirk,
glove.
Captain Kirk was the ultimate man's man, right? He never met an alien he didn't want to either fuck or knock over the head with a big rock. And somehow the gays got a hold of it, and suddenly Kirk's all cuddling with Spock.
No.
And they're giving each other the Vulcan death grip. And I don't know.
All right, let's play I think we're going to go home.
It's about weirdos.
Speaking of trannies, we saw the greatest tranny.
My name is Michi DeVille, and I'm a manager and clothing designer at a store called Attitude.
Black guy, by the way. Just
really?
So you know, black guy. This is a black guy.
Not that that means. Not
black
that
guy
that
in a pink dress and a pink miniskirt. Go ahead.
Zero West 9 Mile in Ferndale.
Okay.
So you're out. You're promoting your thing there and looking fabulous, I must say.
God bless you.
How tall are you actually?
Right now I'm 6'8". Without the heels, I'm 6'2".
Oh wow, that's 6'6". Because we're just a couple chubby. I'm a chubby 5'8".
Oh, that's all right. You're very cute. I love it.
I'm cute. Oh my God, I've never been so. Hey, keep your hands up. He's gonna get jealous over here.
No, he could get some. He could get some too.
I'm getting love too.
Yes, he can.
Nothing better than this. So what's the best thing you've seen today?
Robert from the Necto.
would you consider joining the Star Trek Starfleet?
What is that?
Well, apparently they're trying to recruit people for Starfleet on Star Trek, right at a booth.
Are you serious?
I think Kirk would be into you in this outfit. I think he would dig you.
Okay, then I'll do it. Anybody that want to dig me, I'll do it.
That guy was like feeling the back of my head. Did you see all that?
Yeah.
And like Kim standing like 2 feet away, and I
had my hand on his hips.
I got a 6'8" black tranny pawing me. My girlfriend's 2 feet away.
His heels were the biggest things I've ever seen.
It was gigantic. That guy was.
You could have like a goldfish and ant farm in there. It was unbelievable.
Man. Anyway, that's gonna do it for Pride Fest, man. We don't.
Oh,
have
to,
We'll save that last clip, which isn't really gay related, but we'll save that.
Well, it was the gayest guy we met there.
Well, you know, we're going to tease that for next time. So any further thoughts on Pride Fest? We really got to go. We're at about.
It was a special, magical time.
It really was. It was a very special time. You got some special playout music for us here. I hope you all enjoyed this. If you enjoyed it, email us. Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Go to the forum, discuss our gay show.
It's a little bit of a change of pace.
A little bit no drunk girls, a lot of gay guys in leather and football players.
We didn't talk about reality TV.
No. But, we had a nice Sunday out and we recorded mobily.
I would really like to thank the gay community of Ferndale.
I want to thank everybody from Pride Fest, the mayor and councilman and everybody. Mm-hmm. And people were very nice to us, except for one queen who we didn't even play. Didn't even play his interview. He's such a jerk.
One snippy queen.
Yeah, who wasn't even that funny on the air. But anyway.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening. You got some music to play us?
Yes, I do. Good night, everybody. We love you.
Oh, yeah. You can go hear the chorus do this if you
want. I've got to dance, Joel.
Do you have
to? I'm getting out my dance belt and my shoes, and I'm going to dance.
Show us jazz hands, Corey.
Jazz hands. Bob Fosse forever. Pride Fest 2006. Corey and Joel. I gotta go wax my nipples, Joel. The show is so exciting. And roll my stockings down. We've done so much for the community today, haven't we?
We have.
For the leather people everywhere. Where are my freaks? For the bears. I love all of you.
We've really improved gay-straight relationships.
I gotta go gargle with boy butter. I gotta get out of here. Oh, jazz hands.
We'll catch you on the next show, everybody. Jazz.